Well, hello and welcome to the Faith Walk Show. Folks, we are almost in the new year here. I just want to say Happy New Year to you all before I get started here. I am wishing you all nothing but the best in 2016, which is just a few days away. So again, thank you for tuning in to the Faith Walk Radio Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Yes, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. So don't forget to invite your family, friends, and associates to join you and listen in to the Faith Walk Radio Show again on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and learn how to grow your faith. Yes, learn how to stay rooted and grounded in good soil, which is the Word of God. Learn how to develop faith for the first time or grow stronger faith in your faith walk with the Lord. So yes, folks, the Faith Walk Radio Show is here to help you grow in many areas of your life. I've been teaching this past year on subjects that I feel are dear to your heart. And for the new year, continue to listen on because the Lord has given me so much more to share with you. However, the focus of the message today is learning how to search for God. Yes, learning how to search for God. How do you find yourself in God's will for your life? And I will talk a little bit about that today. So I will be talking about how to store up treasures in heaven as opposed to storing up treasures on this earth. So are you ready to learn how to search for gold? You know, like searching for hidden treasure? You have to search after God's will for your life, folks. Like you are trying to find hidden treasure, something valuable and worth life itself to you. Worth finding the promised land, so to speak. So, I have a good show for you today. Keep in mind when you find what is hidden, and then on top of that, it's a treasure. Again, something valuable. It's a celebration. Absolutely. Like they say, it's time to celebrate. So today I want to talk a little bit about how to celebrate God every day. How to find peace every day. How to enjoy your life every day. How to give thanks to God every day. On top of that, how to overcome whatever every day. And I believe you do this by seeing life as a cause. Yes, seeing your life as a cause. C-A-U-S-E. And the point here is I believe the way you enjoy your life through a difficult time is by seeing, not looking, not remembering bad stuff in your past or present, but by seeing what you are looking at. Interesting, right? Because you could be looking at something but not seeing it for what it is. So seeing things for what they truly are helps you grow spiritually, good or bad. At least you know where you stand, right? And with the help of God, the Bible, it teaches us how to get out of a jam or how to keep celebrating the cause, your cause. So folks, the way you enjoy your life again is to give thanks every day for your life. This past year, I know many of you can say, whew, I made it through. I made it through 2015. I am ready to see what 2016 has for me. So the way you enjoy your life and move on into a new year and new opportunities is to give thanks for your life every day and overcome everything. And again, how do you do that? By seeing your life as a cause. And let me just say this. Cause means the root, the origin, the source, the very essence of who you are. Which means taking yourself serious and using your life to inspire and help others. So again, the way you enjoy your life, folks, I know I've said it 10 times already, is to give thanks to God for your life every day. By seeing your life as a cause. And again, cause means the root, the origin, the source, the very essence of who you are. Now, moving on after setting up my message points here and on to the good stuff, how do you know who you are or where you stand with God? That's a fair question, right? Well, I can tell you this. The Bible talks about searching after that hidden treasure, finding the knowledge of God to be the ultimate accomplishment. So in saying that, the title of the message today is, what is your cause? What does the root, the origin, the source of who you are represent? And the thought to the title of the message today is the value of wisdom. We got to have that in order to make the right decisions in our life, right? So moving on, scripture of the day I will be talking about comes from the book of Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. I will go over here shortly. And before I get too far into the main topic here, I hope everyone listening today understand the value of wisdom, using it to see clearly, to discern your way out of anything, gearing up, preparing yourself for the cause, and of course, the calling on your life. So without further ado, folks, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. If you're home, you can open your Bible and follow along with me. If you are driving, no worries, just listen in. Again, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 tells us why it is so important to seek after God, those hidden treasures, which leads us to heaven's doors. So, beginning at verse 1, it says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." So you see, folks, why I say life is worth celebrating. When you understand why life with God is so important, you know why you have to value and respect it. You know why your cause, who you are in Christ, is important and necessary. Also, why you have to treat your life as a cause, allowing God to fix you, but at the same time, use you as a living witness. And you do that by seeking after wisdom, understanding God's will for your life, and finding the knowledge of God. So listen on, and I can tell you how to do all three. Again, for those who may be just tuning into the show today, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, wishing you a happy new year in a few days. The title of the message today is, "What is your cause?" which is a question. Again, cause means the root, the origin, the source, the very essence of who you are. Again, the title of the message today is, "What is your cause? What is your focus in life? What is on your mind? What is in your heart? Are you using wisdom and discerning your way through life?" Lots of questions today, right? Well, let me turn your attention back to a few scriptures here. Again, I've been talking about Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And I want to go over a few scriptures here before the break. And that would be verse 4 and 5. And it says, "If you seek her as silver, folks, and search for her as for hidden treasures." So here it is, folks. In my opinion, the scripture tells us to be persistent in searching after the heart and mind of God. Wouldn't you agree? Again, verse 4, "If you seek for her as silver." And the "her," folks, is what? Wisdom. "If you seek for her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." So how do we find the knowledge of God? By using wisdom and understanding what it means to fear the Lord, folks. We got to be fearful and careful how we conduct ourselves, right? Taking the word of God very serious. Valuing wisdom, knowledge, and understanding gives you wisdom to fear the Lord. And I know you love the Lord and are at least pursuing a relationship with the Lord, but do you really fear Him? And I don't mean that in a bad way. Do you fear the consequences of living outside of the Word of God? And if you've been a Christ follower for any amount of time, you understand sometimes we have one foot in and one foot out, I call it. And you know the difference. You know when you are outside of God's will for your life, you know, a lot of hell breaks loose, right? So again, do you fear the consequences of living outside of the Word of God? So, in saying that, your cause in life all comes together when you seek after what is pleasing to God. And I often tell people all the time, I know God gives us a choice, but I feel like I don't have a choice because I know what it means to live outside of His will for my life. And bad stuff happens sometimes when you're in the will of God, but that doesn't mean that the Lord won't give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to know how to get out of it. So the difference is you can be outside of His will for your life, or you can be in His will for your life and get through the rough periods in your life. Make sense? Again, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 4, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So you see, folks, my takeaway to these scriptures is this. We all have a purpose on this earth. I believe we all have a purpose on this earth. We are all called to be, to exist, to celebrate, and to lead a God-given cause in life, using God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to know how to apply the scriptures to our everyday walk with the Lord. Great scriptures today, folks. I have to take a break, but think about this. Think about, what is your cause in life? Do you fear God? Are you using the knowledge of God? Are you celebrating? Are you using wisdom? Are you allowing God, the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, to mold you and give you that God-given cause? Only you can answer that. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break, talking about being accountable to God, searching for the promised land, searching and praying for wisdom, folks, opening your mind's eye to understand the secret knowledge of God that you can only see through spiritual eyes. So for those just tuning into the show today, welcome. Happy New Year. Happy early New Year, that is. In just a few days, this is the Faith Walk Radio Show. I am here every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. sharing a simple message of hope, teaching how a personal faith walk with the Lord can solve your problems. Sure can. So, I hope you will tune back in next year, which is in just a few days. Again, I am here every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. talking about the goodness of God. Also, the title of the message today is, what is your cause? What is the root, the origin, the source of who you are and who you represent? Are you filled with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Are you able to rise above whatever is causing you to doubt that freedom is possible? Also, are you able to leave your problems in the past, leaving all the worry and concern in 2015? Well, I pray you do just that. So as I move on to end the show today, remember Proverbs 2, 4, 5 tells us this. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So folks, today is the day. This very moment is that right now time. You can cry out to the Lord for your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to take you into a new year. Yes, a faith-led life. So in saying that, this will bring me to my final thought of the day, and my final thought of the day is this. The very essence of who we are is somehow lodged in the deepest parts of our hearts. The Bible tells us this, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So to that, we have to be careful what we think. More importantly, we have to be sincere in what we say and what we do. It's to understand God, understand life with God, because when you use wisdom, you see clearly. When you understand the knowledge of God, you are free. However, when you fear God, fear living without him, you are saved forever. Good, good stuff today, folks. I've had a great time sharing the Word of God with you. Wishing you the best life that God has to offer you in 2016. And before I go today, as always, my signature final thought is this. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
One last bye before 2016. Also, remember, visit my website any time of the day or night by going to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Feel free to send me a prayer request, listen to archive messages, download the music you hear. Send me your Faith Walk inspirational story, and I will share it with the world so that every other person knows that the Lord is doing something in the lives of people who thought they couldn't overcome, who thought that they would never survive their hardship. So again, go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. And tell me all about it.